Village of regular board meeting, October 3rd, 2016.
Yes, perfect.
Okay, now.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake, our regular board meeting of October 3rd, 2016 at 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry. Trustee Friling.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Turpin.
Present.
We do have quorum. Don, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Don. May I get a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of September 19, 2016. Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by?
Second.
Trustee Newby. Any changes, amendments?
Abstaining.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
Abstained.
Motion carries. Item 4.1, any public comments this evening? Thank you, everybody, for being here. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, which includes item 5.1 through 5.6 as follows. Item 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $125,553.40. Item 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending September 18, 2016 in the amount of $150,078.51. Item 5.3, adopt a resolution accepting a proposal from Olson Tuff Cleaning Company for repairs to the War Memorial and Fountain in an amount not to exceed $8,995. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution to increase funding for additional tree and stump removal work with Homer Tree Care Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $35,000. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution approving the purchase of a 10-foot poly snowbuster mold board from Monroe Truck Equipment in the amount not to exceed $7,703. And item 5.6, adopt a resolution supporting the Belvedere Road Route 120 Corridor Capacity Plan.
So moved. Sorry.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Crayley. Any discussion? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Crayley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Motion carries. Anything from the clerk's office? May I get a motion for item 8.1 under finance? Approve reimbursement to Trustee Crayley in the amount of $1,175.43 for September 2016 Illinois Municipal League Conference expenses.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Tripa. Any discussion?
This how was the conference?
It's very good. We had a lot of good things this year. A couple of classes were bummed, but they had a couple of very good speakers and some new ideas. Steve and I traded off on a couple of things because I wanted to go to some that he wanted to go to and let him go as administrator, but all was very good. And just for information, the only thing I'm turning in here, that is just my room and my parking. I didn't turn in anything else.
Any further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Motion carries. I get a motion for item 12.1, adopt an ordinance granting a special use permit to allow the sale of alcohol beverages at 744 Fairfield Road, Round Lake.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Foy. Any discussion? May I ask the name of this business?
And the applicants are here this evening if you want to speak with them.
That's why I asked.
We've got a business plan, so you guys want to speak with the business plan, they can talk about it.
We're that's all in the board packet. We've reviewed that. There should be no questions. Everybody has that, just for the record. Do you have a name for the establishment?
Bella Bistro, my market.
Very good. That's what I was looking for. May I get a motion? Did we get one?
Yes.
Any discussion? Any comments? Madam Clerk. Madam Clerk, roll call. Not yet. Not yet. They're not officially in. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Welcome. Motion carries.
Hard to control the right end of the board.
I also need a motion for item 14.1, which is the appointment of Ms. Christine Baker to the position of Deputy Clerk.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any discussion? All I can tell you is it feels good to have a full staff down there. Madam Clerk, roll call.
All right, Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Motion carries. Under Mayor's comment, just a couple of things real quick. Last Wednesday, I participated in my second Realtors tour, which was for the Round Lake area, all of the municipalities, including Hainesville. And this tour was to inform and give information to local realtors about School District 116, which we know is enjoying now a finished $29 million passed by a referendum addition, improvements to the school, the incubator, their tech labs, the science lab, etc. It's just absolutely fantastic. But also to invite these realtors out to show them the history that is often heard by realtors on School District 116. Wasn't too many years ago that we were state-run because of the budget crisis, of a financial condition that we were in. The school was failing. We have a new administration that's taken over, and the school is thriving and doing quite well. We had the opportunity then to drive around in a bus and through each municipality where businesses, industrial park, park district, library, and housing subdivisions at School District 116. I'm glad to say I was the only mayor on the bus. There were some representatives from the other municipalities, and being a lifelong resident here, I think I gave useful information to them. A lot of feedback showing this was a very positive effort. Thanks to Jim DiDonato, the director at the library, for organizing that event. Also, congratulations and thank you to everybody from the village that showed up to the ribbon cutting at our second to the newest restaurant open, Alejandro's, located on the Kern Commons strip mall. We enjoyed breakfast afterwards and hope them all the best of luck. Chief, I have a feeling that they may be able to give Leo's a run for the money on the taco. I have a feeling, just by the quality of the breakfast that I had there. And I already told Jose that. I said he's got to step up his cane. And last, my comment on the Municipal League. A few of you have heard me say this. I probably went down there the most jaded. It was the lowest of expectations this year. The first year that I went to the IML as a mayor, everything was new and bright and shiny, and I enjoyed it. There was a lot of good information. The second year was when there was an election going on, election cycle, governor's office, and it was so political down there, I found it revolting. I stood up and walked out of more sessions than I stayed in. One session I got up and walked out before they kicked me out because I got a little vocal. So I went down there this one without know, kind of with a negative feeling. But I can tell you that I think I got the most out of this IML than I have any other. And a big part of that, I think, is being no longer a newbie as being a mayor. I have 3.5, nearly 4 years of experience. Things that were said to me 3 years ago have a different meaning today. And I think I got more out of this IML conference, hearing some of the same things over and over again, but seemed to be a little more engaged with the city, the conference itself. Networking was better and easier, and I still think it's just part of me feeling more comfortable in that environment. So I thought it was a good IML this year. Beneficial, brought things back. Steve and I discussed them. Russ had, as you heard, also some good feedback from the conference this year. Gentlemen, welcome. I live less than 1/2 mile away from you. I expect to see you a lot and look forward to it. Congratulations.
Do you know when you'll be opening?
The next step is to get our contractor in contact with the landlord, make sure that they talk over build out and apply for the state license. So probably, hopefully, before the end of the year.
Okay.
There's a big obstacle of contractors. The local shit as far as we can, because we've got to get rent.
Right.
So let us know.
Along the process, anything that the village can help you with, myself and this board has made a declaration to be as business friendly as we can, and anything in the process that I can help you out with, do not hesitate.
Thank you, sir.
Especially
Randall. Randall, we will
help. Great, congratulations.
Evening.
Item 14.3, trustees comments. Guardian Boy.
I will be looking forward to having a glass of wine. I love wine. With these gentlemen over here as soon as they get home. So.
Thanks, Jeff.
I'll support them.
Thank you, sir.
Ditto. Always ditto for wine.
Well, I don't drink wine, but I drink Southern Comfort.
Well,
I just want to comment. I was with Dan also on that tour, that they had real estate tour. And I have to say, I mean, all the years I coached at Rod Lake High School and Rod Lake graduated, all our kids did. And if you haven't had the chance to go to Rod Lake High School, it's an eye-opener. That school knocked my socks off. I said, people complain about paying taxes and stuff. This is one time I will not complain about paying taxes to the school district, because I think they just got a super group of people over there leading the school, reorganizing things, teaching new methods of how to get kids involved, and I was just, the facilities are just outstanding. I wasn't a great fan of school, but I'll tell you what, I would love to go to this school. It's really an awesome thing. So kudos to Rob High School.
Yep. Very good. Is there any new business? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Mm-hmm.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Trippon. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:17 p.m.